Chinese Premier Li Keqiang is calling for efforts to promote mass entrepreneurship and innovation to enhance the resilience of economic growth. He made the remarks yesterday while addressing the opening ceremony of the 2020 National Mass Innovation and Entrepreneurship Week in Beijing. He says a large number of market entities in various sectors has created many job opportunities. And he adds that the strong resilience of hundreds of millions of market entities has played a fundamental supporting role in China's economic recovery during the COVID-19 pandemic. Local officials say Tibet has eradicated absolute poverty thanks to special projects and relocation programs. They made the remarks 2 days ahead of China's 7th National Poverty Relief Day. Wu Yingjie is the secretary of the CPC Tibet Autonomous Regional Committee. He says the region's conducted poverty alleviation projects focusing on developing special industries with distinctive local features.
2016年以来, 累计投入
Nearly 40 billion yuan, or $6 billion, has been invested in more than 2,900 projects, helping lift nearly 240,000 people out of poverty and benefiting more than 840,000 people.
Wu says the regional governments made efforts to increase the yield of Highland barley, to raise the market rate for yaks, and to promote tourism, architecture, and the construction materials industry. The 128th edition of the China Import and Export Fair, popularly known as the Canton Fair, kicked off online in Guangdong Province yesterday. It's the second time that the fair has moved online this year because of the COVID-19 outbreak. The previous online session was held back in June. The 10-day event has attracted around 26,000 domestic and overseas enterprises with more than 2 million products spanning 50 exhibition areas. Buyers from more than 200 countries and regions are expected to apply to attend the expo and hold purchase negotiations during the event. Founded in 1957, the Canton Fair is seen as an important barometer of China's foreign trade. It's an international trading event with the longest history and the largest buyer attendance in China. Thailand and China have agreed to open a fast lane for personnel exchanges and a green channel for goods between the two countries amid the COVID-19 pandemic. The two sides reached the agreement on Thursday in a meeting between the Thai Prime Minister and visiting Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi. Prayut Chan-o-cha says Thailand hopes to enhance cooperation on vaccine research with China and suggests the two countries plan together for their post-COVID-19 cooperation. And he adds, Thailand hopes to strengthen trade and technology innovation cooperation with China and expects more Chinese enterprises to invest in Thailand. Wang Yi says the two sides should promote the docking of Thailand's Eastern Economic Corridor and the Guangdong-Hong Kong-Macau Greater Bay Area in China. And he adds, China welcomes the Thai side to actively participate in the upcoming China International Import Expo. Thailand is the last leg of the Chinese Foreign Minister's Southeast Asia tour, which has also taken him to Cambodia, Malaysia, Singapore, and Laos. The World Health Organization's Regional Director for Europe is calling for targeted measures to curb the spread of the novel coronavirus. Dr. Hans Kluge says the autumn-winter surge continues to unfold in Europe with increases in both daily cases and deaths.
The evolving epidemiological situation in Europe raises great concern. Daily numbers of cases are up. Hospital admissions are up. And COVID is now the fifth leading cause of deaths, and the bar of 8,000 deaths per day has now been reached.
He says tighter controls to curb COVID-19 contagion can save hundreds of thousands of lives across the continent. The number of COVID-19 cases in Europe has surpassed 7 million, with almost 10% reported in the past week alone, the highest weekly incidence of cases since the beginning of the pandemic.